Okay, we're holding in Perek Rishon, Halacha Gimel, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And here we go. Olot b'moed ba'ot min ha'chulin, u'shlamim min ha'maaser, b'yom tov Rishon shel Chag, b'et Shammai omrim min ha'chulin, u'b'et Hillel omrim min ha'maaser. Of course, this is Yom tov Rishon shel Chag, misses the whole piece about Pesach that we have in the Mishnah, in the Girsa, in the Bavli. Rabbi Tanchu bar Eloi, Hashem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, "Kach meshivim beit Shammai lebeit Hillel. Dover shu ba chova ba min ha'maaser. What are you talking about? If shalmei chagiga are korban chova, how can you beit Hillel maintain that they're buying min ha'maaser?" To which beit Hillel replied, "Amru lehem, look, ilu bechol shemen amedi achat me'achanim v'tofel ha'maaser. What, you're not made a..." Let's say that he didn't bring it during Yontif, brought it during Chol, meaning during Chol HaMoed. Are you not made that he can bring one animal from Chulin and bring another animal from Maaser Sheni? Is anything wrong with it? Therefore, Be'acha, so therefore even be Yontif, since it's a Chagiga, so maybe Achat Min HaChulin V'Tofel HaMaaser. As long as you bring one animal from Chulin, you can now be Tofel additional Maaser Sheni money, and that you treat it like a chagiga. Doesn't it have a shame of a chagiga? So it'll be dochi yantav za chagiga. Uminayin shutofel maaser, how do you know that you can bring a korban chagiga from maaser sheni? Om Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Nema kan misat, nema la'alan ki lo tuchal se'eto. Boy, this is a new one. So it says, bikom misat yadcha, it says by maaser sheni, why are you paid a maaser sheni? Ki lo tuchal se'eto. You cannot carry it. Maaseito, amur la'alan maaser, meaning maaser sheni. So too by chagig, which is misat, it refers to maaser sheni, which shows me that I could use most of maaser sheni to be toifel for a behema school and for chagiga. Omra belozer, that's a weird rush. I'll give you another rush. Nema kan simcha, it says besamachta bechagecha. When Nema la'alan simcha, and it says by maaser, using the money of maaser, besamachta atal veitepa. Ma'asimcha amura la'alan ma'aser, referring to ma'aser sheni. Avkan ma'aser, so the simcha here is a reference to ma'aser money. V'yabi kulam min ha'maaser, if that's the case, then the pasuk is saying you can use ma'aser money for chagiga. Why are you saying it means taifel? Maybe it's a chiddush that you could simply take ma'aser money and buy a chagiga with it. Ula bar yishmol amar, you can't because of the word misat. Said misat nidvat yatcha. So just like by binyamin ma misat shlem alalan, it means achat ikar vashar tvela, that Yosef gave him. He was the ikar, and the same as he gave the others, and then he was masiv tvela. Af misat shlem akar, by korban chagiga, achat ikar vashar tvela, which means you can only be teifel, Maaser Sheni, but you need to have an actual behema of Min HaChulin. This is amazing, completely and totally different approach. Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bon, Valo Shami Nedovik, Kishami Chagiga. I don't really understand this. When you bring a Shlomi, that you were Neider as a Nedovik, you're allowed to bring that for Maaser Sheni. And Shami Chagiga, which is a Chayva, they're exactly the same, aren't they? They both have exactly the same dinim. So lama utafel on la'elon karya. So if you have to bring now, let's say you're telling me you have to bring the two kesef, the minimum value, the chagiga, from chula. So why? What's the chiddush? I understand. Do I have a pasuk to tell me that I can bring a korban nedava from maaser? That's a given. It says use the maaser v'samachta to bring a korban. Well, why not chagiga? No, the chiddush is lama peshadokan la'in yontev. If it was stama neder, nedava, then it's not toicha yantiv, because it's not entirely lachem. So you wait till after yantiv to bring it, you bring your fellow mayim. But if I give it a din of chagiga, I'm already toicha yantiv. For that, it's important to define it as being tofel. Halacha dalet, Yisroel, yotzim yidei chovatan bin adarim, u bin anavot, u b'maser b'hima, v'akohanim b'katat, v'asham, b'chaz v'shog, b'chor. Avalobo ofot, valo biminachot. Rebbe Zeira, Ula, by Yishmael, both b'shem Rav Elazar said, Shomei Chagiga Sheshokta Mi'erev Harega, if you shecht at Shlomi for a Chagiga, Erev Yantin, and Yotzim and Yedecho V'Toberega, you're not Yotze as Shomei Chagiga because it's not b'sman Chiyuva. You have to shecht it Dafka in that time. Not only that, you're not even Yotze the Chiyuv of Shomei Simcha because it has to be at a time of Simcha that you shechted it. So, Eitiv Rabbi Ba, V'atani Chagigat Arba Asa, doesn't it say Beferish that this is Dafka, the Chagigat Arba Asa, which is Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, over there, that Yotzi Ba Mishum Simcha? So that if you eat the meat of the Chagigas Arba Asa on Yom Tov, that's your Yotzi, your Chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov, and your Karban Simcha. You see that the smicha of the simcha doesn't have to be bisman simcha, it's the achila. And only the achila has to be bisman simcha. The ein yotzim ba mishum shlomim, but you're not yotzim, they shall make chagiga, because they were made for chagigas yodav, not for chagigas tesvav, that's fine. But you're saying even lagave simcha, you're not yotzim. Omer Rebbe Zeira will have to say that over there you had it set aside to bring as a chagigas yodalid, and instead, you shechted it during the regal itself. Tipater sheshechta beregal, so you shechted it on the 15th, and therefore you yotze shalmei simcha. Omar le Rabbi Bo, b'sheshechta beregal, you don't call it a chagigas arba asa if you shechted it beregal. Then it's not the chagigas arba asa. Sorry, I don't know what to say. Anyway, my kedon, what's the bottom line? Do you need Zvicha B'Shashim Simcha or not, is the question. Omer Rebbe Zeira, Ada Anat Haman, while I was back in the old land in Bavel, Shema Tana, I heard, Ula Vayishmo V'Shem Rebbe Lozer, that you need to have Zvicha B'Shem B'Shash Simcha, we just quoted. But when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Katzalakit Lahaka, Shema Tana, I heard from Rebchia, B'Shem Rebbe Lozer, that this is based on the pasuk v'hayita ach sameya, that comes to be marbe lele yom tov ha'achron l'simcha. Since it adds v'hayita ach sameya, we've already said v'samach v'chagecha. What's added from v'hayita ach sameya? That you're chayav to eat basar shlomim on the last night of Pesach of the yomim tovim, something that had been nishchat from the day before. Oh, you call off Leila Yom Tov Rishon. So they asked, maybe on the contrary, maybe it means you're chayav to eat a shlomim from something that had been shechted erev the yontav during chol. In other words, from before the yontav. And that the chiddush of the pasuk is that you're chayav to eat the first night, also from simchas yontav. Because like this, you say it's a contradiction in terms. If there's a chiyav to eat dafka, that which was shechted b'shas simcha, so then I can't bring something, I can't check that night, because I'm not ready for carbon. I'm just talking about dafka basi karbonis. And if I checked it the day before, then it's not b'shat simcha. But maybe that's the whole point that the Torah is making over there. That it's a chiyav, even though you're going to have to do the shechit in the daytime before yontav, but nonetheless you should have it ready to eat the night of yontav. Maybe that's what it means. So Yochel Afleila Yom Tov Arishon Talmud Lomar Ach is always a mirror, meaning not every Leil Yom Tov Sameach, but Ach Sameach. So the one that makes sense, which is the Yom Tov Achron, that's the one that you have to eat. Man, how do you know the Yom Tov? Maybe the one that makes sense. So Chalot, maybe the other way, that the Yom Tov Arishon, since the beginning, so over there you're more Chayim. Says Rebbe Chia B'Shem Rebbe Lozer, because it says Yisamaka B'Chagecha. So Bechagyaka means during the Yom Tov. So that means the Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha is Dafka during that time. Masat mitchayev b'chagiga, Mishnari, Mishat mitchayev b'chagiga, at mitchayev b'simcha. So if you have a chiyev of chagiga, which obviously is only during Yom Tov, you can't bring a chagiga, that's for sure from Erev Yom Tov. So from that point, you're chayev also in simcha. But Erev Yom Tov, since you're not yet chayev b'chagiga, there's no chiyuv of simcha. Ha-tevun, so we ask from the Mishnah in Sukkah. Va-tanina na-halal va-simcha, shmona. All 8 days of Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of halal and simcha. Simcha meaning the korban of the shlomim of Simcha. Haga'at Simcha. So now, think about that for a minute. How about if Yom Tov Rishon comes on a Shabbos? So over there, what are you going to do? Saying it's knowing all 7 days. How's it knowing all 7 days? L'shoktan mi'erva regal einat yachol. You just proved to me that I can't prepare it from before Yom Tov. Because it's not Pesach Simcha. Dom Rebbe Zira Ola Bar Shmo B'Shem Rebbe Lazar Shalom Mechagiga Shoshokta Mi'erva Yom Tov Eina Yosra Yidego Vazar Beregel. Okay? L'shoktan b'regel einat yachol. There's obviously no way to shokt on Shabbos. So you can't be talking about the shokt that are on Shabbos itself. Shekvar Lamadu She'en Chagiga Derech HaShabbos. We know that Chagiga is not Derech HaShabbos. So then, Ematai Amru Halal V'Simcha Shemona. So then why does it say that the Halal and Simcha are all 8 days? Is Davka, where Yontav was not Chal on Shabbos, right? So then what it should have said was, Simcha is sometimes 7 and sometimes 8. The whole Mishnah, if you recall the Mishnah in Sukkah, said, sometimes this and sometimes that. Remember, depending if the first day was Chal on Shabbos, then these are the number of days that you bring the lulav and so on. These are the number of days for Arava and so on. But here it says no. It's an absolute. It's always how is it always 8 days? According to you, you're not going to be out to your P.F. Simcha if it works out on Shabbos. So you should have said sometimes it's 7 days, sometimes it's 8 days. It depends when it was Chal. So Lechora, you see from there that Enoch Inami. That you are shaken from before. Omrev Yosef, Kaima Rava Avudmana Chuta, Rava Avudna, who used to go down very much to often to Bava, and he said, I'll tell you what the case would be. The Kohanim, and it says simply Shmon, it's talking about Kohanim. The Kohanim are able to eat Basa Simcha because they eat the Chatas of the Musaf of their Gaon. And we said that the Kohanim are Yotzi, the Chatoros. And that obviously you do Shecht on Shabbos, because it's B'moada. So therefore there is a Simcha. It doesn't mean everybody's Chayav in Simcha. But there always is a Simcha Shmon. That's exactly. So since the Kohanim can eat the Basar even on Shabbos, that's called Simcha. Continues the Mishnah, V'loba Ofot, V'loba Menachot. How do we know that? Dektiv Zemach. It says, V'zavachta Shlomim V'akalta Shem. And that means that it requires zvicha, and not ofot, which have no zvicha. They have malika, and certainly not menachot. Well, phew, we're really behind. I didn't realize it. Want to do another one?
Well, that's so short.
Yeah. Halacha, hey, mish yeshlo ochlin merubim. Somebody's got a lot of members of the family. Even the kasim muatim mevishlami merubim volot muatot ochlin muatim the kasim merubim. Maybe a lot more about Vushlamim Muatim. Zeve Zeme Muatim. Al Zenemar, I can go all the way down to Marques Vushte Kesa. Zeve Zeme Rubim. Al Zenemar, Ishke Matat Yado. Kivrikat Hashem Lokecha Hashem Notana. Now, Oni, Viadore Chava. It says, Zeve Zeme Rubim. Now, it's Ishke Matat Yado. I mean, that's obvious. Right? Because it says, Kivrikat Hashem Lokecha. Well, what's the first part? The first part that says Ish Kemat Nat Yado. I'll tell you what it means. It means an Oni who doesn't have any money. And yet, he ends up now gaining so much from what he's doing, he's not considered to be an Oni anymore. Because by being Moser Nefesh for this, he's Yada Rechava, Korei Ani Alav, Ish Kemat Nat Yado. Such a person, his Maisi Adayim, basically gives over to Mesiras Nefesh. That's his Matan. On the other hand, an usher who has a lot of money, but he doesn't make, he's not liquid, right? He's got a lot of, let's say, owns a lot. So he's got a lot of property, but he's not liquid. So Korei Ani Alav, Kibrikat Hashem Lokech Hashem Natan Lav, that even though he doesn't have Kimat Nat Yado, he's not making any money. There's no salary, which is not yado, but there's a birkat Hashem Elokecha in his property. Asher natan lo. See, he's chayev to be marba because of that. So there's two ways. There's people who have no money set aside, but they have a cash flow because they're working. That's called kimat nat yado. Then there's people who have a lot of money put aside. They don't have a cash flow. That's birkat Hashem. Oni viadomu ata. How about an oni who doesn't own anything? And he also isn't making any money. That's what we said that was the shir. Ish kimat nat yado means ish prat lekatan. Means a cotton isn't chayev. I might have thought since there's a mitzvah, remember, bring to Shalmi a cotton is chayev in Riyah because of Hakel, not like the Bavli. So maybe he would be chayev also and to bring now a korban simcha. Kamashmana. Revere me, a boy. Omar hare alaycha gigab chamisha slaim. Suppose somebody is mostly fond of himself and says, I'm a kabbal on myself to bring a chagiga that's worth 5 selah. And he ends up bringing the 2, which is the minimum lahalacha. Yotza, he's yotze, do we say, kvar nikba, or do we say that he was already koveya himself with a neder, that only, that his chagiga is defined by kameshloim. And this is not, to him this is not a chagiga. Om Rav Yosef, Olam Alo, I understand. Why would it not be like any other neder? If somebody said, Misha Mahare Alai Asham, Chamesh Slaim, even though the Asham only needs to be 2 Slaim, right? So Shem Alo Nikva, I understand. Isn't that considered to be a Kviyut of the Fiyat? It's the same thing over here for Acha Nikva. So since he was Kaveya on himself, if he's not going to be Yotze, his personal Fiyat, then he's not going to be Yotze, the Chagiga at all. That's how it's near Ali. Okay, good.